Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 60 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, remembering those horrific attacks 22 years ago. The September 11th attacks of 2001 caused the deaths of 2,996 people. And since September 11th of 2001, nearly 10,000 first responders and others who were in the World Trade Center have been diagnosed with cancer. More than 2,000 deaths being attributed to 9/11 illnesses, and it will get worse. An annual ceremony to remember those who died on September 11th today is being held in Lower Manhattan. We also have joining us Judd Ayers coming back with another explosive interview on Amway, his litigation that he is bringing forward. In fact, the original series we did reverberated around the world so much so that people have been contacting him quite disgruntled. More from Judd Ayers when we come back after this commercial break from Brighteon, our sponsor.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
And good evening, everybody. We need to not only remember 9/11, but we need to understand exactly what happened that day. As it stands for the demonic forces behind that horrific day, their evil is slowly being met with godly vengeance. Today, many in America are wide awake and are learning the truth about the real history of our country. The fact that we live under false and horrible fascist corporate governance architected by God-hating demons from the World Economic Forum. The fact that we are learning and understanding all about the constitutional subversion of public-private partnership and the stakeholders who have profited from our demise. 9/11 was a global government operation, and its cover-up today continues to try to obfuscate those responsible. Trillions went missing from the for-profit Department of Defense, and billions more were made by the reinsurance of the Twin Towers. Questions need to be asked and answered. Did planes really hit the buildings, or were they holograms and thermite explosions resulting in the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers and Building 7? Most undoubtedly, people died that day. People are still dying from the dust. Emergency responders were heroes, and they still are. The endless wars that resulted have only opened Pandora's box, with the same governments financing forced illegal migration, destroying cultures across the world. Selections, not elections, are turning once sovereign nations into corporate conglomerates of tyranny, with the people being mere debt slaves to the globalist agenda. It's time, America. It's time to rise up, say no to any mandates or any unconstitutional laws, push back on the corporate, selected fascist criminals who have used every manufactured tragedy for their electoral gain. Stand for freedom, stand for family, stand for country, stand for the love of humanity, and most importantly, stand for God. Come on, America. It's time to get off the sofa, get up from behind the keyboard, and engage in tactical civics. The mortally wounded chaplain, the people that have been pulled out of the buildings, the people that jumped to their deaths, did they do it all in vain? Are we living in the existence of vanity? No. I say not only no, I say hell no. I say it's time to get up and get busy. Join me, because you're going to hear a lot more about tacticalcivics.com. This is the We the People solution, and I'm going to be met with some of your favorites out there as we bring this across the country to get all of us together for humanity, for country, for family, and for God. We will be walking in His footsteps. All right, this weekend I had the pleasure of actually seeing some incredible people. You heard about my experience last week with the We the People Clinic, the We the People Solution for Healthcare. Tanya Parus and General Flynn joined me and many others last Friday as they opened the We the People Clinic. Tanya Parus is the administrator behind it. She is putting this together. General Flynn is very invested in bringing great healthcare to the people. And of course, from there I left, went to Dallas over the weekend for an incredible event brought to you by some of your favorite doctors, namely Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Healy, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. This was Healing for the Ages, and you never know who you will meet when you go to some of these conferences. That's right. I actually had the pleasure of running into one of your favorites, Scott McKay. He was there, the Patriot Street Fighter in all his glory with the big bust. You can't miss him. Revered and loved by many. He will be joining me on tacticalcivics.com. because we have helped expand and explode the chapters around the country. Also, I had the opportunity to run into the ex-wife and still yet very good friend of Jack Maxey, Talbot Maxey. This woman is inspirational. She supports many freedom fighters out there, and I'm looking forward to furthering the friendship with Talbot, because you know what? We found we had a lot in common, and I'm looking forward to seeing her when I get back from Panama, which is where I'm headed later this week. And of course, somebody else who showed up at this event, Healing for the Ages, was Silk. You remember her as the was not so outspoken sister of Diamond and Silk, now the very outspoken member of Diamond and Silk, the sole survivor. Silk was there. What a lovely lady. It was great to see her out and about. Okay, without further ado, somebody who has joined me before and is coming back on for round two, somebody who has launched a legal case against Amway and is suffering some consequence because he's taking them to task, is Judd Ayers. Want to welcome back Judd. He's just launched WeWillStand.info. Judd, great to see you again.
Hey, great to see you, Ann.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I know you put together a great presentation, so we're going to ask Hannah to dive right into that because I want to get this going. But first of all, when you were here last time, we had a couple of different interviews. Apparently went quite viral. Kind of recap for us what happened when they went down. What was the response from some of the people who were sharing that information, some of your distributors across Amway globally?
Wow. Well, really, thank you for having us on and being able to share our story. You know, those videos, they're very important because that whole entire world is censored. You know, you put anything up and immediately it got pulled down from Facebook or Twitter. You know, obviously January 6th proved that for all of us. But when it comes into the Amway world, literally, they have their lawyers, they have all their people that they work with within the military industrial complex, which is inside of Facebook and Twitter and all these groups. But immediately when you post something to the World Wide Web, they are very quick to go find it and get rid of it. And so a lot of people, when they saw that video for the first time, they were like, wow, that's my story. I had so many people actually contact me all over the country saying, wow, I had the same thing happen to me. The thing is most people, they just didn't understand the full details of it yet. So they didn't know how to stand up, or maybe they were fearful in terms of what other people might think of things. But you know what? I'm grounded in terms of where I'm at. And I know God is showing me the path and what I'm supposed to do, not what other people are supposed to do. But I voiced my opinion based upon facts and logic. And we're very fortunate you put that out. But I had people all over the country, actually all over the globe, reach out to me saying, hey, I want that video. I want more details. Can you help me? And so there's a repeat theme here that over the years, people started to notice within the organization that these people are well entrenched in terms of our government, in terms of politics, in terms of just a lot of different things in the tech world. And so it was a really, really helpful video for us to be able to utilize to get our story out, to educate people, not only about January 6th, but, you know, even today we talk about 9/11. What a blessing. And I think a divine appointment, because you know what? The people on the back end of this, they're all connected. Yeah. And they all have their world government agenda that they're trying to force down people's throats. And guess what? We the people, they're not having it.
No.
And so anyways, that's kind of what happened.
Well, I'm glad that you're back, because the theme for today for me is America needs to stand. I've been asking America to stand up for a long time, and people are asking what can they do? And I've been pointing them towards tacticalcivics.com. And the title of your presentation is We Will Stand, and that is your website, wewillstand.info. I want to bring that slideshow up, and I want to walk through this again, because, you know, people look at Amway Global as a multi-level marketing company, been very, very successful, made a lot of people very wealthy, and provided a lot of excellent products. But there's also a side of Amway that's extremely dark, which is what we exposed when we did those first two shows. And right. Now you've had to launch litigation against Amway, and that has reverberated back on you in the form of having them take down your Gmail. And yes, they have tentacles everywhere across the internet into all aspects of global corporations, and the censorship speech cartel of Silicon Valley. So when they want to shut you up, they certainly have the ability to shut you up.
Well, they tried to, right?
They try to.
And that's what we can do as people, is get the word out to other people, lock arms with everybody. And you know what? Those people who have a similar theme, guess what? We the people are. We will stand. And Anne, you know what? You've been standing for years. And that's why I reached out to you in the beginning, was to say, you know what? This is a lady with a backbone. You know what? You know, they say, you know what? You got, you know, backbone of steel, right?
Well, Vander Steel. Can't say steel truth anymore. I'll get a copyright strike or some crazy thing like that. But anyway, we won't go down that rabbit hole. Let's pull up your presentation, shall we, Judd, and see what's going on.
Honestly, this started really beforehand. I started reaching out to leadership in terms of things I had been noticing within the structure of the organization. For years, I kind of just noticed people, you know what, if you spoke out, you were mistreated, you were kind of shunned. And then if you didn't shut up in terms of being shunned, they pretty much just badmouthed you and got rid of you. Well, that's called slander. And in that world, they technically can't do that. In my case, they went to an extreme, used a corporate communication system and sent out a message stating that I was mentally ill regarding me just talking about questions. I had honest questions that other people in my group had. Well, January 6th, this is important because on January 6th, we were in D.C. I was there with a group of godly men praying for our country that day. And lo and behold, everything unfold. And that day, six of those people in that video, you know what? They got rudely erupted at their household with the FBI. Many of them put in solitary confinement, 30, 60 days, more. Some of them still at home on ankle bracelets. It's horrible. You know, when they came to my house and knocked on my door, I just remember the prayer that I said beforehand, before the agent came up, kind of explaining things. They opened up the folder and said, hey, here's where you're at all day long. And I just told him, I said, well, hey, you know what, good for you, but I'm going to tell you the truth of what happened. And so I noticed those types of things. But literally on January 7th, I get some messages back from my downline, people asking, hey, did you see Betsy DeVos decided to resign from Trump's office? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? And literally that opened up the Pandora's box to understand. Matter of fact, as we go through this, one of the generals had mentioned this to me. He said, hey, do you realize that Betsy DeVos was the first person to media publicly come out and say, hey, he incited a riot? And she did it, I think, via CNN, of all places, and put that in publishment, and then resigned publicly, stating, you know what, that Donald Trump you know, incited that whole thing. Well, so, having boots on the ground myself, guess what? That's not what happened. I saw the riffraff that came up. I saw these people, which were probably quote unquote, some of these people might have been military insurgents from other countries, Ukrainians, just other things that we're starting to notice and starting to see out there. But you know what? These people, we'll call it the deep state. We can call them rhinos. We'll call them Democrats. We'll call them a group of people who have an agenda that is not for America, believe it or not. As crazy as that may sound, I tell a lot of people is that when they go down this rabbit hole, they don't want to see or hear it. And I didn't want to see or hear it either. But as you look at the facts, they come out and you go, oh, my gosh, these guys, it's the plot. You know, there's a movie coming out, plot to, you know, plot against the president. Right. And with that being said, you can kind of move on to the next topics. But, you know, Amway per se, you know, there's symbolism in everything they're doing. You know, that global New World Order aspects, that's the corporate headquarters, right? We talked a little bit about that, but in that image, that's a globe. That's a steel globe. And that steel globe is a globe of tyranny. And you know what? They're really utilizing the United Nations to do their work and funding it on both sides of the aisle through New York. And so I saw these things. And I just started putting these things together. You know, a lot of people, they have questions. And you see these things. And so this book, Selling America by DeVos, years ago, I didn't really understand it. This is in the highlights where they're growing the business and things were growing like crazy. And people, quite honestly, they're blinded by money.
Why don't we just take a second, Judd, and explain Betsy DeVos's relationship to Amway? Because I'm not sure everybody understands she wasn't just Trump's, you know, Secretary of Education. You know, she wasn't just in the cabinet doing that. Who is she relationship to Amway?
Yeah, so when we get into this, this gets into some other details. You know, obviously, Dr. Francis Collins, you know, he's another person that's part of that group and that organization. But Betsy, for example, she comes from the Prince family. And when you start understanding the Prince family, they own lots of different things.
Eric Prince, as in BlackRock. I'm sorry, yep. Blackwater, which is a paramilitary group.
You can say BlackRock, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because their kids, their family members are working for BlackRock. So this whole full circle, this whole group, they're in there. And fortunately, Betsy DeVos married into the DeVos family. And I would say somewhat along the lines that could be arranged marriage, right? Could be.
Okay. All right. Well, continue on. I wanted to set this table there so people understood the relationship between Betsy DeVos and Amway and her relationship with Trump, because my understanding is, and maybe I'm wrong, are the princes, were they close to President Trump?
You know what? I think that's a really good question. I think that deserves research. You know, if you look into Eric, in terms of the Prince family, her brother, Eric Prince, he owned and ran Blackwater. Blackwater, obviously a CIA organization to do black operations. Mm-hmm. Today, that is in the ownership of China. So the question is why would the CCP now own Blackwater? Now he's got a equal organization called Academy Group, that those guys all intermingle and they do certain things, but they're still doing the same operations and they're doing a lot of them over in Ukraine. And so, which is really interesting. What's that?
Is Eric Prince still involved?
I would happen to say he would have to be, you know, based upon the things that they're doing. Now, this is really interesting. You start getting people in your group, your business starts growing quite readily. I had a couple guys in my business group, they're Navy SEALs.
Right.
And when they get out of the SEAL organization, they obviously try to go back into their communities and do good things. But then they get hired by Blackwater to go do operations. Quite frankly, some of these people come back and they're like, I'm never going to do another one of those again. And it depends if their mental, if their mind has been seared or not. You know, is money their God, or is right or logic something that they want to be able to move after? Because they got to deal with those things internally in terms of their own emotions and what they have to deal with.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's keep moving forward with the presentation. Let's get that back up on here, because I know that with your legal case against them, you've actually, you've got an agenda where you really want to get this information in front of members of Congress, right? Because not only is Amway selling out America, you've got, you know, members of Congress that, 10 of them, in fact, 10 congressmen and seven senators who voted to impeach Trump have been taking money from the Amway organization. So you've got now Betsy DeVos, who's part of Amway, who was a member of Trump's cabinet as a Secretary of Education, which we now know did nothing except continue to pollute the minds of our children and corrupt. She stepped down during January 6th, what they called an insurrection, what we called redressing our grievances with some bad people, including the Ukrainians and the FBI, which we now know were hired and brought over here by our government to do what they did that day. No surprise there. But, you know, you have a lot of really bad people circulating around President Trump. And, you know, I've got to believe that part of this mission for you is not only calling it to Congress's attention, but namely President Trump's attention, so he doesn't make bad selections again.
Yeah. And so around his ecosphere, there was a lot of bad people, and we'll call them, say, rhinos. These were people that are, you know, they money is their objective, fame, personal ego. Matter of fact, I noticed that people within our organization, the Amway organization, because of egos or power or greed or whatever it is, their logic goes out the window. And you know what? General Flynn's book talks a little bit about that in terms of the fifth generational warfare. It talks about blackmail and greenmail. You know, these people are obviously using these things against others as well. But at some point, you got to want to be able to step out, stand up and say, you know what? No, this is what's right. I drew the line because I realized they were trying to overthrow our country. And when I figured out that they were against America and against my family, against your family, against all the people who were there on J6, I started realizing, wow, this is when you start connecting the dots. If you're within Amway today, you should voice your opinion too. You should stand up. There's a lot of good people who are being taken advantage of because what they're doing is they're farming you out as sheep to make money for their bioweapon agenda, for their UN agenda, and all those other things.
So I want to stop right here. Look at this Horus right here. This was a feature they had in the front of the Amway Global headquarters. And post our two interviews, which had them so upset, and apparently others upset that they took my Rumble channel down, which had these interviews featured on it, but they couldn't take Getter down, they couldn't take Clout Hub down, they couldn't take Spreely and other channels where this aired, namely Brighteon, which still has it up. Thank you, Brighteon, for not censoring us. This, you know, this statue, this feature, this Horus has been now removed. Why?
Yeah. So you go to the next slide. That slide, which is interesting, I gave my talk up in Michigan, and just coincidentally, the iPad just shut down and got cut off during the process. But someone had let me know, they said, hey, you need to check this out, because in Michigan, after submitting that to the IVUA board, after submitting the legal case, what do you know? Just coincidentally, they're taking a bulldozer and taking it out. You know, interesting timing, right?
Yeah.
We find those things pretty interesting, but I always told them, I said, guys, if you're going to stand up for America, you need to go to Congress. And you know what? Either A, the field, the IBOs need to buy the corporation and turn this into a good operation, or B, you need to go to another business that can be able to build up America versus destroy it.
That's right.
And that's where I met my demise, because once I sent that letter to them, they sent me a cease and desist and terminated my business. And then on top of that, which is part of the legal case, is that they said I was mentally ill, and then tried to conform all the business owners in my business group who know me as a sound, logical, patriotic, family-loving husband who says, you know what, I love this country. They weren't buying it.
Right.
And unfortunately, they used corporate communications to do that. They trapped all that information and people sent it to me. And thank God that there's other patriots in the world who want to stand up for what's right.
That's right. Okay, when we come back after the commercial break, we're going to have more with Judd Ayers here. We're going another deep dive here on Amway. I want him to get into the meat and potatoes on his lawsuit, but also just continue to show you the symbolism, because these demons will tell you and show you who they really are. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick commercial break with our host here and our sponsor at Brighteon TV.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care. SAT.
And welcome back to the second half of Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. I'm sitting here this evening having a conversation with Judd Ayers, former business owner at Amway Global. Judd, good to have you here. We've been, you know, reviewing what Amway really is, who they represent, who they don't represent, despite the fact there have been some successful business owners, some international business owners who've made a lot of money. You were one of them. You were doing very well before you started to take a deep dive. And January 6th was really a wake-up call from you. And from there, you started to dive into the people behind Amway, the people they support. And it's starting to tell a pretty serious story, because we have weathered some major storms, namely President Trump being impeached several times. And now they're trying to get him locked up in prison. He's been indicted and arrested a bunch. So I want to talk about the 10 members of Congress and Senate who voted to impeach President Trump. Start there.
Yeah, you know what? So in my years taking trips up to the corporation and doing things, I remember walking into one of the buildings that they actually built and seeing on the wall a big mural. That's probably 10 by 12, maybe bigger than that, of Henry Kissinger. And I saw that up there and I was like, my gosh, I knew from my health experience and things I had victory over in terms of dealing with cancer, what that guy has established toward the Rockefeller organizations and all that type of stuff. And I started realizing, like, wow, why in the world would Amway basically make a mural honoring Henry Kissinger? And so as I started researching and doing these types of things, I had other people get back to me and they started realizing, hey, Liz Cheney actually sits on the board of a company or an organization called the Gerald Ford Foundation, which is on Amway property. Yeah. Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney sits on that board as well. Donald Rumsfeld sits on that board as well with a whole bunch of other people. But in there, we start looking at these people, and, you know, these congressmen and senators are people that all were basically put into office by the tentacles of Amway.
Right.
And then financially, they were donated money, funds to do probably what they're supposed to do to impeach Donald Trump. And we went into this, our contracts years before, they silenced all the IBO contracts to not be able to speak about politics.
Well, here we are. I want to call attention to the slide where you see Liz Cheney, Tom Rice, Dan Newhouse, Adam Kissinger, Fred Upton, Jamie Butler, Peter Meyer, John Katko, David Valadeo, as well as Anthony Gonzalez. And if you go to the next slide, you can see just how much money these people took from the House of Representatives. You know, they took a lot of money from Amway. John James, $77,600. If you look in the Senate side, you have Bill Huizinga, Senator John James, Peter Meyer, Joni Ernst. All these folks look like they took a lot of money. Bill Huizinga, $39,250. I mean, these are...
Let's not leave out Mitt Romney and McConnell and McCarthy.
That's right, Mitt Romney, McConnell, and McCarthy. And if you go through these slides, you'll see there is Mitch McConnell sitting there with Betsy DeVos. And we know that he's married to a member of China, who is the Department of Transportation, his wife, right? And she's, her family is a very well-funded operation, transportation operation over in the CCP land. So it is so in your face, Judd, just how intertwined the communist Chinese have been within our own government. But then again, tying this back into Amway, let's talk about that, those relationships and how they are, you know, supporting anybody but the people here.
Yeah, and so if you look at these relationships, I mean, they go all the way out to, you look around the countries around the globe. We always prided it is that, hey, they have business all around the globe. We used to say, hey, in 80 foreign countries. Well, now I look back at it and go, wow, we got 80 foreign countries who are against our elections. That's the perspective I take away. You know, retired Lieutenant Colonel Ivan Ranklin talks about foreign interference in our elections. You know, Trump signed the executive order, I think it was a
13848 about foreign interference.
In 2018 for foreign interference in U.S. elections. And it just got renewed on the 7th, which is a very interesting topic. But however, you know, treason, you know, for example, if someone did sit on the IBUA board and they knew this information and we asked for them to do an investigation, they chose not to, I would not want to be in those shoes. I mean, basically it comes into a misprison or a felony or treason to not stand up for your country that you say you're standing up for, but you want to turn a blind eye because you want to pad your income. That gets into really swampy ground. And that's the swamp that they're cleaning out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about a lot of money. There's a slide here, slide 72, talking about the Michigan oligarch reportable donations. And this is so spot on. It is. We always say, follow the money, follow the money. It's not just what's for breakfast anymore. It's literally just start following the money. There's so many great websites. You can go to opensecrets.org. And you can put in your candidate's name and you can see how much money they got from whom, what years. You could put in a donor's name and see to whom they're donating to, how much money, what years they did. So here you have this lovely number, 17 families comprise over $90 million. And when you start to look at all these, the amounts of money that have been donated, it's staggering. Look at the DeVos family, $59 million right there. The DeVos family.
If you go back one slide.
Yeah.
All that money went to specifically the funding of one person.
Yep.
Mr. Michael Pence.
Yep.
And so that should tell everybody everything about January 6th and Betsy DeVos and why she resigned. Because if you look at, that's her right there. That's her actually helping fund Mike Pence. Number one, it's probably to cover up the things that they got caught doing. But allegedly, I mean, that's what they're doing. So I intrigue and I ask Congress, I ask Senate, I ask the military, I ask people to say, hey, would someone do an investigation on this topic? Right? It's very important for our country because, you know what? January 6th was a black eye. You know, I had lots of friends who lost their entire businesses. They lost their household. I had one guy, his wife, fiance, basically left them. because she thought he did a bad thing. And when he didn't, he was standing up for his country, and they lied about his background. And then I asked those leaderships in the Amway business to stand up for him. They said, no, we can't be involved. I was like, holy cow. Like, you guys said that we have a motto that says, no man left behind. That's a lie. That's an absolute lie. I'll stand up for people. And, you know, I had to dig out of my savings to be able to help fund this guy, to be able to help him get out and do those types of things, or raise a campaign for him. These J6ers, the whole thing is just, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. But I actually believe that the longer this persecution goes on, the better it is to wake up America. These men and women, there's women behind bars as well. Kirsten Niemela, most recently going behind bars in West Virginia, serving 11 months. 11 months while her friend that went in the Capitol before her, Kirsten not wanting to leave her alone, went in, having her friend flip and testify against her under sealed circumstances, just so she could set Kirsten up and send her away. I mean, it's awful what's happened right now. People are turning on people as opposed to bringing us together. If you go to slide 74, you can see where Charlie Kirk was actually excoriating these 14 Republican senators who voted yes on gun control. How on earth do you have a Republican vote on gun control? Clearly, that's what you would call a Republican in name only. Are these senators right here somehow connected back to the, Amway Corporation?
I'd ask a question. Is that the chairman of the board, the guy who ceased and desisted my business? I asked him point blank. I asked him the question. I said, I love you. You need to tell the truth. And I came to find out he was funding Lindsey Graham.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, wait a second. You're the one who says that you're... So what they do is, it's, again, we talked about this, it's inversion. They always want to say something, and behind the scenes, they're doing completely the opposite. And obviously, Lindsey Graham has supported UN gun control. Mitt Romney and a lot of these other people, they're for UN gun control. They have an agenda. And that agenda is something that we, the people are exposing so other people can understand what they've been doing.
All right, I want to go to slide 76 on the Michigan primary. This goes back to an article that was dated back in February of 2012. And there you see, the Van Andels. But what stands out to me, of course, is Mitt Romney masked up in this one picture with a big black eye. A big black eye. So I want to just people to zoom in on that big black eye that Mitt Romney has. There's something really odd about what's going on inside of the Amway Corporation, which did have some very good products. I don't want to slam their products because their products were quite good.
It could be a great thing, but like, again, but the symbolism is in all of their marketing.
Yeah, you have the symbolism covering up, you know, there's the Black Eye Club, you've seen the Pope, you've seen multiple Hollywood stars all with these black eyes. And now you see them in their advertising. If you go to slides 15, 16, and 17, they're all covering up one of their eyes. Tell me about the symbolism on this. What's going on here?
That's a really good question. So this is where we lose people. But as time goes on, over the last 2 years, 3 years of this has been happening, even in the last 6 months, people are now starting to be open to these topics. You know, Tucker did his interview with President Trump. He's come out on certain other topics. And I think this has been a reveal, is people are now starting to educate themselves. Hey, I need to look into that. Well, right. There's a religion. People make all these different religions around the world. You know, we start looking at the Eye of Horus, Osiris and Isis. These are part of a Baalism religion. And unfortunately, at the corporation, they have a Baal shrine on the wall to the sun god.
Yeah.
And it's there. You know, it's there. And lots of people get these, pictures with it, gloating, like, hey, I know this secret, but you don't know. Well, guess what? The whole world knows now.
Yeah.
And they fund all these things because their agenda, whether you and I believe it or not, you know, I just happen to be a believer in Christ Jesus, and I have a faith in that. And that is treating people as you want to be treated. However, in Baalism, in terms of what they want to do, Osiris is a religion based upon destruction.
Right.
And black magic. And Orlando Magic, the basketball team, just happens to be named the Magic. These are things where as people start to listen, they start to go, oh my gosh, these dots do connect. These people did get money from these people. Now you start looking into that bill or that executive order, foreign interference. Where is this money coming from? You know, the Bank of London, Barclay Bank, and all these other places, they just haven't owned the title deed to some of their islands too. And you get in this, these full details, it's very interesting.
So I want to pause right there and I want to go to slide number 18 on the Red Cross, because if anything we've learned, Judd, is these people they have perfected the art of money laundering, and they use the architecture that they built, i.e., and I go back to the Organic Act of 1871, when they incorporated the United States, thereby, you know, getting rid of the Republic, the Constitutional Republic, and making everybody a U.S. citizen. You are no longer an American fundamentally, you're now a U.S. citizen. And the Bar Association also being stood up in 1871, you now start to understand how integrated lawyers, attorneys, titles of nobility are with the American, the U.S. corporate fabric. And this corporate veil is very difficult to pierce, which is why people incorporate themselves so that they personally are not liable. Well, this goes true for nonprofits. They are also corporations, but they're considered nonprofit corporations, i.e. not turning a profit. But the American Red Cross, why are you pulling them in here other than the obvious so that it's a wonderful way to launder money? 90% of their money they take in is pretty much overhead, paying ridiculous salaries to people, very little going out to those in need. How are they connected to DeVos and Amway?
Yeah, that's a good question. I tell people taking a tour to DC is a very educational experience. When you see the Red Cross building across the street from the White House, it'll answer some questions for you. And then you also see the layout of the city. You know, as you talked about corporate communism, DC was not part of the United States. And oh, by the way, if anybody wants to understand this, you go on Google Maps today, it no longer says DC. It just says Washington. So take that as a grain of salt. But the Red Cross, for example, is very interesting because on your checkout of your Amway web cart, you have the ability to donate on their website. And I always thought that was really interesting because they spent a lot of time at our conferences talking about supporting Haiti, supporting different things that were happening down there. And as people start connecting all this stuff, I started realizing, I'm like, why is Bill Clinton speaking for Amway? You know, a lot of people you're like, that's a brain tilt. Like in that aspect, if they're supposed to be a conservative, say Republican, not Rhino, but like a patriot republic of America, you'd see these things. And so also the UN, you know, UNICEF is a children organization. What are they doing there as well?
Right.
You know, I saw donations coming in from all kinds of other places doing things. And if you ever ask these questions, you get shunned.
Yeah.
And you move on. So either you turn a blind eye, collect the paycheck, or shut your mouth.
That's right.
And, I was told, shut your mouth, Judd, multiple times.
They've been trying to silence us here in America, in the real world, for quite some time. I mean, Amway's been involved in New World Order Chinese propaganda. If you look at the following slide, they're also involved, as you go through these slides, in defunding the police, Black Lives Matter, being supporters. They're donating to the NAACP, the National Urban League, to help bring an attention and an end to what they call race-based discrimination. So they support the Black Lives Matter. Which means they clearly must support, if you go through these slides, if you look at slide 22, the violence that comes along with being a member of Black Lives Matter.
That's Columbus, Ohio, by the way, right there.
Yeah, and that's right near the Amway headquarters, right?
No, well, Columbus, Ohio is my hometown. That's where I live.
Oh.
And so when BLM came in, they burned our town the same night stuff was happening up in Minnesota. And then they went to D.C. and tried to do their thing at the White House. But all that funding through BLM, Amway donated to it. And when I asked the question, hey, guys, what are we doing about this? Why are we donating and funding this organization? My app message, my LTD messaging app that I sent the message at, and I got no reply. So finally, I said a couple weeks later, I'm asking the question again. Hey, guys, what are we doing about this? No reply. So finally, I had to resort to a phone call. And it was kind of like, hey, we're kind of doing something about it. Yeah. No, that was the code for me to kind of just push me off to the side and pause things. Hopefully it was going to get better for them, but right. It only got worse. It snowballed.
Wow. All right. I want to take a look at some more here. You've got BLM support at the Orlando Magic organization. They've been fully supported because they play, if you look at the following couple of slides, they play at the DeVos, or should I say the Amway Center. They are in Orlando, so they are big time behind the Orlando Magic and BLM.
Yeah, and they own the Orlando Magic. And by the way, they turned the Amway Center into a COVID jab facility to inoculate the entire population with heart exploders.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And they did the same thing up at the DeVos place up in Grand Rapids. The whole town of Grand Rapids came in. The media pumped out this whole agenda, this lie, which ultimately is probably going to turn into Nuremberg 2.0. But they brought the whole population in to give them the Pfizer vaccines, which they were made across the street.
Yeah, it's just shocking.
it's wild.
And you understand just how complicit they are with China. When you look at slide 25, you see the leadership there, and they're standing in front of a globe. And what are they pointing at? Not United States, China.
China.
They've got China centered up front and center.
And that's the mural as you walk into the corporation at corporate headquarters. And never, day one when I saw that, it resonated with me that something about that's wrong. Like, I want to know what that picture about. And it went in the back of my head. And 15 years later, it comes out.
So if you go to slide 27, right, you're sitting here looking at Bill Clinton talking about Amway. You have George Bush obviously standing there talking to members at Amway. And then you've got China Joe, right? He is clearly on the payroll for the CCP. And this is all about the merger and acquisition of the United States for China under the New World Order, taking us down. And Amway seems to be front and center in endorsing all of this through their actions, through their symbolism, through their financing, the people who have, went after President Trump for treason and impeachment. Impeachment. I mean, this is a big piece of it, and it's a huge funding component, and it's being done right there in the open by giving people an opportunity to make money. But it's just like paying your taxes, you're building your gallows. And you're funding corporations that are here to destroy America and the freedom from which God has given us that has been protected by our Constitution, as these same people right here on the screen trample all over the Constitution because they clearly don't believe in it.
I was up in Michigan and I gave this talk, and right after it, a guy running for governor of the state of Michigan last time came up to me and said, you know what, that's the family who got him out of being able to run for governor.
Right.
And you're like, holy cow. And I explained something to him. He said, why do you think it is? I said, well, their families are originally from the Dutch Netherlands. And if people understand what's happening in the Netherlands right now, that's previous Germany.
Yeah.
So we get into this. We talked about this Project Paperclip. People think of these things as, oh, a conspiracy. No, the CIA created these terms, conspiracy theorists, to be able to say, hey, they wanted to gain control of the narrative, and they didn't want you and I to know about what they were planning on trying to do.
No. Well, Judd, we are running out of time here. This is really fascinating. I think what we should do is continue this when I'm down in Panama. We'll do a special on and finish this, because what you're talking about, Michael Young can definitely talk to. So Judd Ayers, thank you so much. You've got a website, wewillstand.info.
And, yeah, that's I think the last slide on there. That's got our webpage on there, wewillstand.info.
We will stand on the lower third for the audience to see. Judd, I'll get back to you when I'm in Panama. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, to right now with me and Vandersteel. I am getting ready this week to head on out to Panama. Any support for Operation Burning Edge is greatly appreciated. We're going into the belly of the beast, into the jungle. We'll be meeting with members of the Panamanian government, Cinefront, and others who are deeply disturbed by what is happening in that country, which is being financed by the United States government and people that we just presented to you on screen, Betsy DeVos and the ilks of her from Anway. Have a great evening, everybody. See you tomorrow night.